You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice. Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Westport Sidewalk Sale, brought to you by the Westport Downtown Merchants Association and David Adam Realty. It is Matt Zacho along with Jim Cleefield and, of course, Noor, our engineer, and our CEO and general manager, Andrew Castellano, is here. And we've been having a good time here on Church Lane, right across from the Spotted Horse. It is the Westport Sidewalk Sale, and it's a great day for it. The sun is out. It's a little bit humid, but with me, Cameron Kirk, who is a shopper, we could say. And where are you from, Cameron?
I'm from Weston.
And are you having fun at the Westport Sidewalk Sale today?
Of course. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
So how old are you?
I'm 18. I just graduated.
So being from Weston, I know that my nephew lives in Weston. You happen to know him, Ryan Unix.
Very close.
You guys don't have a lot to do in Weston because there's just that little area where the lunchbox is, right?
Yeah, it's super small, so we definitely go to Westport a lot.
Right. So have you been coming to Westport to the sidewalk sale for years now? Because
yeah,
it's been going on forever.
Yeah, this is definitely a tradition among my friends. We're both here to shop, so yeah.
And have you seen Westport grown over the last few years as you've shopped in downtown? I mean,
yeah,
this whole area, this street is pretty new, right?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot bigger since I started coming, but every year it's more shops, so it's a lot more fun.
So do you guys, like, do you call your girlfriends over there, say hi? Hi, girls.
Hey.
do you call them up and say, okay, tomorrow's the sale, when are we meeting?
Yeah, we count down. We went yesterday, actually, too, so we go a lot. It's really fun.
I think you have a nice radio voice, so maybe in the future you could be one of our hosts. You got
that
sultry sound to you. So where have you shopped so far? Why don't you mention some of the stores that you like?
So we go to Anthropologie a lot, which is a really fun store. Urban Outfitters, we love. South and Under, just like all the stores for us, we really enjoy going to.
What about, do you grab lunch anywhere?
Yeah, we go to Spotted Horse a lot. It's
what about
really
the Westport
store.
Pizzeria? That's kind of an institution.
Yeah, that's
although
very
that's
good.
Moved over on the Post Road mm-hmm. from Main Street, but that's been around forever.
We still go there for sure.
And how long do you usually, when you come to this, do you spend the day or a few hours? You just like walk up and down Main Street five times?
Yeah. Well, yesterday we actually were here for like 5 hours. So sometimes it's a day-long event, but today we'll just be here for a couple.
So yesterday when you were here, was it like today where everybody had their stuff on the sidewalks?
Yeah.
So it's basically all weekend, which you bring up a good point. It's not just today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all weekend long.
Yeah, which makes it a really fun event.
Right. And so you would choose to come here and shop than rather go to like Sherwood Island Beach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't see any shopping bags. Where's the stuff you purchased? Not yet?
Not yet.
Holding out?
Well, yesterday we went off, so we're holding off, yeah.
So you spent some money. You
definitely
spent your parents'
did.
Money or your own money?
Our own.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Where
do
you work?
I work for a startup for an app company in the city.
Good. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you already working at 18. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you say, give your friends a plug that are with you. You can give their first names if you'd like.
I'm with Lauren and Alexa.
And they're from Weston, too?
They're from Weston, too,
And they're your pals?
Yeah, very close friends.
Did they spend some money yesterday, too?
Oh, yeah,
and
they
did. Do they have jobs, or do they just leech off their parents?
They're leechers.
They leech.
I'm kidding.
She's kidding. Well, you guys are good sports. Thanks for coming on the air with us, and feel free to take some selfies and promote Fairfield County Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Cameron Kirk, a Weston resident and a longtime life shopper here at the Westport Sidewalk Sale, live on Fairfield County Talk Radio. More after this.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've let the 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life. Create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
Welcome back to the 203, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. This is Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, and we're broadcasting live on Church Lane across from the Spotted Horse Tavern for Westport Sidewalk Sale, hosted by the Downtown Merchants Association, Westport Downtown Merchants Association, and David Adam Realty. I'm here along with my good buddy, co-host, Z-Man Matt Zeko, and of course, Noor, our engineer as well. And what a beautiful day for shopping. It's lively atmosphere here along Church Lane and Bedford Square here in Westport. I've lived in this area for many, many years. I've seen it transform from what it was well in the 70s. It is beautiful. I mean, the beautification project, new streetlights, it just looks much, much better than it ever has. It's good as ever. And we have as our very next guest, she is the store manager with Nick and Zoe here in Westport. We have Jeannie Query, who is with us here today on this sidewalk sale day. Jeannie, good to have you with us. What a beautiful day to be outside shopping, huh?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And we are thrilled to be a part of it. This is our second year doing the sidewalk sale.
The second year?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has Nick and Zoe actually been around?
We have been in Bedford Square almost 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Well, this was a big beautification project that started not that long ago. I was watching all of that construction. Now everything's pretty much come full flower, if you will. And again, it's really transformed the downtown area. So you were a pretty big part of that, right?
Well, we'd like to feel we were some part of it. So we were one of the first stores to open over here. And it could not be more beautiful. We love it.
What kind of women's clothing store is Nick and Zoe?
So we are for every lifestyle, for work, comfort, play, casual, vacation. Really a brand that takes you from day to night, week to weekend.
And what's your clientele like? What are their needs? Like activewear, nightwear? What is it for?
It's for work. It's for vacation. It's for travel. We have great travel wear. Our things don't wrinkle or anything, and very stylish, and for all ages.
All ages, and really for all types of business, pleasure, whatever it
absolutely.
Might be, right?
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
So how did this all get started, Nick and Zoe, when this was first created?
Well, Nick and Zoe was started back in 2006, and originally their products were sold in the better department stores, and then they branched out to boutiques. So we were, I think, boutique number 7 to open.
So now being here in this Bedford Square, what is it like since the store has opened? You've gotten a lot of customers?
Yes, we have. We're doing great. And the customers are the best. Just lovely, wonderful, wonderful people.
And what do they love most about that store?
About our store?
Yes.
I think it's our service and, of course, the clothing, the brand. They love the brand, and they love that it's real clothes that fit all women, all shapes and sizes, and everybody looks great, and we try and give them really outstanding service.
And again, it's pretty much family-owned, right? I mean, that's almost unique in this day and age. We've had other guests on today that said they're locally-owned because we hear so much about big-box retailing, and it's just refreshing every time I hear that, yes, it's a family-owned store. I mean, it's still in vogue.
Well, the brand, it's not, we're still small in the sense that you get that personal service, and our designer, Dorian Lightbaum, is amazing, just an amazing lady.
Yeah.
So
now, it's been a couple of years, so what do you see like down the road for growth for Nick and Zoe as far as like your business? Where do you go from here?
I think that they will continue to open more stores throughout the country, and they just opened one out in Long Island in Southampton, and I just see the brand growing and growing and exploding.
So you see it going well beyond the eastern borders here, much further than that, right?
I do, very much so.
Yeah. So again, this is the second year that you've done the sidewalk sale. Would you sense that it's bigger than it was last year when they started this?
I think so. I think it's growing every year, absolutely. A lot more stores up and down Church Lane, and as more retailers come over here, the whole downtown is just exploding. It's awesome.
And what are your hours when people come and shop?
Our hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Very, very good. So if anybody would like more information about Nick and Zoe, where can they reach you?
They can reach us right at the store. Our number is 203-555. 657-8178, and we are 7 Church Lane in Bedford Square in Westport.
And that's where we're broadcasting from, ladies and gentlemen, Church Lane. That's where a lot of the action is happening today. Well, Jeannie, it's good to have you with us. Best of luck to you and Nick and Zoe, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Jeannie Query, ladies and gentlemen, store manager with Nick and Zoe. Again, they're located at number 7 Church Lane, and we're broadcasting on Church Lane across from the Spotted Horse Tavern today for Westport Sidewalk Sales, hosted by the Westport Downtown Merchants Association and David Adam Realty. This is Fairfield County Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleafield. We are produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break and return with more of the show right after this word of interest.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
From Greenwich to Danbury, Wilton to Westport, Fairfield County Talk Radio is here to help serve the community.
Welcome back to the 203, everybody. My name is Jim Cleafield. This is Fairfield County Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a summery Saturday here downtown Westport for the Westport Sidewalk Sale, brought to you by the Westport Downtown Merchants Association and David Adam Realty. And yes, my name is Jim Cleafield. I'm your co-host along with my good buddies, Z-Man, Matt Zako, with us. And we have Noor, our engineer, as well. And we also want to let you know, please download the Westchester, the Fairfield County Talk Radio app, that is, on iTunes through the App Store at Fairfield County Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Fairfield County Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative, and we are produced by Shark Creative, of course. And as I look around here on this beautiful summery day, a lot of action going on here. We're broadcasting across from the Spotted Horse Tavern on Church Lane here in Westport. I've known this area for many, many years since I've lived in Westport. I've called it home for a long time, but I've seen a lot of change, a lot of growth, and Westport Sidewalk Sale is one of those special events we have this year. In fact, it's going on all weekend. And I have as my very next guest here one of the new merchants that have moved here to Westport. His name is Dave Wright. He is the owner of Fleet Feet, and they're located not that far from here at Sconset Square, not far from Church Lane. Good to have you, Dave.
Thank you.
Tell us about your business here. What made you come to Westport?
The running community here is outstanding. We looked at several markets in Fairfield County and decided to land here. It's got a perfect mix of the beach, a little bit of trail, a little bit of everybody running and fitness everywhere in town. So this has definitely been our new home.
So, I mean, what does moving to Westport mean to you as far as your clientele here in terms of what you're trying to accomplish?
Sure. So we're trying to bring our fitness goals in terms of running and walking and all the programs that we do across the country to this part of the state. There's only one other location in Hartford, Connecticut. So this is going to be a new addition to this portion of the state and bringing our healthy living through running. So we outfit everybody with products, training programs, injury prevention, injury treatment, anything to do with walking, running, and if you're on your feet, we're here to help.
So when you walk into that store for the first time, what will you see?
One of the things that won't see anywhere is a 3D scanning device. So we actually scan your foot with a 3D scanner. Which is pretty unique to our brand. So we get a chance to get perfect measurements of your feet, get you in the right shoes from the first time, and get you into hopefully a running program to get you to run more or to walk more or to maybe hit a personal goal of your own.
I mean, anytime when I choose a sneaker size when I'm ready to buy a new pair, it's hard to say, okay, am I 10, a 9.5? It's really hard to say how comfortable it is until you walk into that pair of
sneakers.
Absolutely, yep. And this kind of takes the guesswork out of that?
Sure does, and it's a free service. We don't charge for that, so you can come in, get scanned. It only takes about 2 or 3 minutes. We do a full gait analysis. In addition to that scan, we'll watch you. We'll let you go out and run in Sconset Square with the shoes to test them out. Make sure you're totally happy, and we are going to get you the best shoes that you can get and give you a 60-day guarantee. No questions asked.
Yeah, so you really want to have the right contours so you don't feel any friction on your feet when you're running too hard.
Yep, absolutely. And, we do a pretty thorough interview process. Our fits take from anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. So it's, set aside a few extra minutes. It's not your traditional retail.
So what inspired you to start all this a long time ago?
So I've been a runner for quite a while, gone through a lot of injuries along the way, like most runners do, and try to inspire people to get healthy through walking and movement, just general movement. And found the brand through one of my local stores and joined one of their programs, and here am I.
There you are. And I mean, let's face it, you got to stay active. I mean, we hear about sitting is the new smoking. You got to be active. You got to be keeping it moving at all times, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, and that's the goal, is to get people comfortable with their feet first, and that gets people comfortable in moving around and not sitting.
And, this time of year, I know it's very hot today, but now, it's the running season. You get outdoors a lot more often than you used to do during the wintertime, so try to break those sneakers in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hot today, but it's still, with the proper hydration, you can do it.
Exactly. Got to be real hydrated as well.
Yeah.
So what are your hours here?
So we're open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we're open 10 to 7, mm-hmm. Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 11 to 5.
Great. And how's the response been so far since you've been open?
Outstanding. Yeah, we've just kicked off our second group of runners, just started last week. So we've got a 5K walk-to-run program, half marathon program, full marathon program.
So maybe you'll inspire a future Olympian. You never know, right?
You never know.
That's for sure. Well, David, it's good to have you with us here. Best of luck to you. And I hope you enjoy Sidewalk Sale this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. Dave Wright, ladies and gentlemen, owner of Fleet Feet, located in Sconset Square right here in downtown Westport in Bedford Square. And Fairfield County Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live at Westport Sidewalk Sale, brought to you by the Westport Downtown Merchants Association and David Adam Realty. Thanks to both of you for helping us out today with the show. My name is Jim Cleveland, and this is Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More after this.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Check out the upcoming events tab on FairfieldCountyTalkRadio.com for where we'll be next. Let us know how we can help your next event. Call 1-866-SHARK-99.
Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live. We are at the Westport Sidewalk Sale, brought to you by the Westport Downtown Merchants Association and David Adam Realty. It's Matt Zacho along with Jim Cleefield, and of course we have our CEO and general manager here today to celebrate the Westport Sidewalk Sale. Andrew Castellano is here, and we've got Noor, our engineer, and with me, our first guest of this great Saturday morning is Julie Cook. She is the general manager, or
store
you could say
manager,
store
yeah.
manager of Savannah Bee Honey Company, which is a specialty store for honey.
Right.
And we're right here across from the Spotted Horse Tavern on Church Street.
Church Lane.
And why don't you tell me a little bit about the store? You have these samples here of honey, and you've got a perfect set up for a private party?
For 4th of July. Perfect. Yeah, so I'm Julie. I'm from the Savannah Bee Company. Our company is based in Savannah, Georgia. It's a tiny little company. We have retail stores. We also sell online. Our store is at 43 Church Lane, right at the corner of Elm Street and Bedford Square, and we've been here 2 years, and people love our little store. It's we have local honey from Connecticut, so we have two beekeepers that provide us with delicious honey. We provide them with a nice income. We also have honey from all over the world. We're probably most famous for our Tupelo honey. It comes from Georgia.
Van Morrison,
very,
Tupelo honey.
Yeah, very special honey. It's extraordinary. It only flower only blooms 5 days out of the year, so we are able to get in these wonderful swamps in Florida and Georgia and harness this great nectar from these flowers and turn it into our lovely honey. So that's what people know us for. They also are crazy about our honeycomb. And this year we have something very cool. We have Amazonian honey from the rainforest in Bolivia. And
wow, you know your honey.
It's super cool stuff, and it's perfect for entertaining for 4th of July. That's why we have that fun little display there. You can make your own flag with our honey. But this project in the Amazon is super cool. So we're going to these two very remote villages, and we're providing these villagers with an amazing source of income and sustainability, and in turn we're getting their extraordinary honey that's very delicious and very unique.
So you're on this street here where it looks like more merchants are going to be moving in.
Yes, we have.
So we're next to William Sonoma.
Coming. Yep, and we have Lillian August coming in August, which is perfect.
There
so
you
we've
go.
Got some great anchors, and we also have some small local companies that are coming in. Some we have a company next door. A bunch of women with this wonderful athleisure company are going to be with us for the summer. We're hoping to get an ice cream company. So we're trying to do as local as we can, but we also have some terrific. Some terrific big box stores.
You said you've been here 2 years in Westport.
2 years.
And the company's from Georgia,
yeah,
Savannah.
Savannah
is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah,
such a nice town.
Started by a very cool guy. He's a Peace Corps guy. Everything we do, we give back to the community. We give back to education. We actually have a program where we put beehives in schools. And the program's all free. The kids just have to have their schools apply online in September, and it's called the Bee Cause Project.
You know what's so funny is I'm allergic to bees, yellow jackets, and you can die
those
from a bee sting.
Those are wasps. They're not bees.
Okay.
They're not honey. They're not allergic probably to honey
no,
bees.
But my point is I'm not allergic to honey.
Oh,
but,
I love that.
And the benefits of honey, especially being in broadcasting, it's great for your throat.
Great for your throat.
And Jim would know that. You drink tea with a little honey. That's what they say, if you have a cold. So what are some of the other benefits of honey? It's very
all
healthy.
All those things that your grandmother told you about, all those home remedies are the things that we're all going back to now. And they do have studies that say that honey is as good for you as any cough, cold, or allergy product. In fact, it's probably much better. So it's great for coughs. It's great for allergies. It's great for your skin. It's great for digestion. Your body can process it a lot easier than other complex sugars.
And notice you have Andrew and both Jim had a little honey. What are you serving out there?
We have iced tea, which is lovely. It's a southern mint tea that comes from Charleston.
And it's free.
And it's free. It's all
we come by the store,
for the sidewalk sale, yeah. So
it's
we're
a very
hoping to get
cool looking store.
Yeah, it's beautiful. People think it's a jewelry store because the way the bottles are lit. And that's part of our little signature. We have these gorgeous honey bottles that are in wine flutes. And that's sort of what people think of when they think of Savannah Bee.
Well, being that it's the Westport Sidewalk Sale, what are some of the activities that you said are tied into Westport that you have going on this summer?
So in an effort to get people downtown, when I moved here 30 years ago, Westport was very vital. People were here, milling around day and night. And, we had a couple of years where it was super quiet. People, really didn't come downtown so much. But this area in particular has really had a breath of fresh air. The restaurants are thriving. As you said, we're getting some great new stores on Church Lane. We do a lot of activities and a lot of events each month. We do about two or three of them. And we do cooking classes. We do flower arranging. We make candles.
Do you have a website?
We do. We have a website. So just go to savannahbee.com. And we're going to have our own Facebook page very soon. So you can always give us your address. We'll put you in our database. And we want people to come in. Our biggest job is education, so we want families to come in and learn about beekeeping, learn about being better stewards of the environment, really be cognizant of what you're putting in your body, on your body, and on your lawns and in your gardens.
And what exactly do you have for sale in the store?
So we sell pure raw honey. The only
different sized jars.
Different sized jars, honey from all over the world.
Now, what's the difference between, say, your honey and honey that you would find in, you know, a local grocery store, Stop and Shop, Stu Leonard's, whatever?
A lot of honey is really a it's really a amalgam of different honeys. What they do is they'll blend the honey, and it's only selected for its color. It's not selected for its taste, its quality, or anything. And quite often, it's cut with other things. Like rice sugar, high fructose corn syrup. It's sort of the Aunt Jemima of honey. So when you get honey from a local beekeeper or honey from Savannah Bee, you're getting pure raw honey. The only thing we do is filter the wax out of it. I'm actually on my way to a honey harvest today in Westport. I'm pretty excited about that. But it's the best honey on earth. And not only is the honey pure and raw, we have all of our honey tested in Germany, and it costs us a lot, but it's worth it for us to know, for our customers to know, that they're really getting a Tupelo honey that's, you know, a super high percentage of Tupelo. Some people will say that they have a Tupelo honey, but it's maybe only, you know, 45 or 48% Tupelo. Ours is up in the high 90s, and we have someone who tests it for pesticides, contaminants, and it's wow. Authenticity. So,
wow. You know,
it's the real deal.
The Van Morrison song, I never knew it had so much meaning, Tupelo honey.
That flower only blooms like 5 days, so it's like liquid gold. It's terrific.
Well, thank you so much, Julie Cook, the Savannah Bee Honey Company in Westport, right on Church Lane, right near the Spotted Horse Tavern. And I hope you have a great day with visitors coming by. And, you know, thanks for coming on the air with us. We're going to be back with more Fairfield County Talk Radio, broadcasting live at the Westport Sidewalk Sale.
Thank you.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.